Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022 after proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend Brian Bowling when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Renee Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Renee's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long-overlooked evidence about what really happened to Renee by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome, everyone, to the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month. Here, once a month, we compile the most insane stories we can find from all around the world. Everything from true crime to UFOs and sometimes even a cool paranormal story. And we package five of them up, and we put them right here for you to enjoy and learn from. Today, we have a woman who killed her husband with boiling water. A most wanted suspect from a robbery gone terribly wrong who was caught. NASA currently having a count at finding 5,000 worlds in space. Then we have a mom in Wisconsin who found a horrible discovery in a bucket. And an utterly terrifying story of a woman who watched as her own grave was dug in front of her by her killer. It's a heavy one, so be aware. And if you're into hearing more stories like this, then go head over to our other podcast called Everytown. Now, here are the strange and scary mysteries of the month for May 2022. Number 5. Boiling Water Killer. Not all deaths are slow and peaceful. Some depart from this world in the most agonizingly painful circumstances that we couldn't even dare to imagine, such as what happened in this story of a man who died in a not-so-pleasant way. On July 14, 2020, Karina Smith attacked her husband, Michael Baines, at their shared home in Neston, England. Reports revealed that 59-year-old Smith boiled a bucket full of water, and while it wasn't a rolling boil, she added three large bags of sugar into the pot. Now stickier and thicker than ever, the wife then poured the entire mixture into a garden bucket. She then entered the room of her 81-year-old spouse, who was at the time sleeping, and Smith then poured the scalding hot liquid onto the man's arms and torso. We can only imagine how excruciating this shot of pain that woke him up would have been. And instead of attending to her husband's pleas for help, Smith ran outside and went to a neighbor's house. There, she told that homeowner about what had happened and exactly what she had done. The yelling and the screaming must have prompted the other neighbors to call the authorities. When first responders arrived, they found Baines whimpering and moaning in extreme discomfort while in bed. Like a scene from a horror movie, they saw steam rising from his body as a scorching liquid tore the flesh of his arms and hands. As if by some miracle, Baines initially survived the attack. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was given immediate treatment. However, he succumbed to his injuries and died weeks later. Meanwhile, Smith was arrested and initially charged with grievous bodily harm, but by the time it was found that the victim had died, the charges were upgraded to murder. In July of 2021, the British woman was found guilty and made to serve 12 years in prison, and during her trial, she told the court the reason behind the vicious attack. Apparently, their children claimed that Baines had sexually abused them for many years when they were still very young. The mother was supposedly so enraged at the alleged predatory behavior that she felt no other choice but to torture him. While these allegations have yet to be proven, the evidence is clear that Smith wanted to extract revenge on her husband. Was it a mother's instinct to save her children and right the wrongs of the past, or was there another reason behind it, is yet to be determined. Number 4, 1993 Most Wanted Suspect Apprehended. You've probably passed by or have entered one of those stores in your neighborhood. They're small, cramped, sometimes cluttered, but mom-and-pop shops are retail establishments where you'd love to come back again and again because of the warmth of their service. You'd likely be greeted with that beaming smile and enthusiastic hello, things that are so uncommon to find in franchise shops. But despite the genuine service that they offer to the community, small shops are unfortunately one of those who easily fall victim to robbery and theft. And some even get it worse, just like in this story. Xuming Tang left the shores of Taiwan and journeyed to the United States in search for a better life, not only for himself, but his family as well. He ended up settling in San Carlos, which is in Northern California. And through his hard work and commitment to realizing his dreams, the immigrant was able to open up the Devonshire Little Store sometime in the late 1980s. It served the small town for many years, and much of the community considered Tang as their welcomed friend and neighbor. And such was life for him and for those around him, until one incident ended all of it. On April 23, 1993, Mr. Tang was shot once in the chest while tending to a shop. The shooter reportedly ran away from the scene, after which another customer came in to find the victim. He was then rushed to the hospital and was treated, but still passed away due to his injuries. This murder shocked the community, and it even garnered national attention when it was featured on America's Most Wanted in the same year that it occurred. An investigation ensued and detectives received information saying that a woman was seen leaving the store after what was then thought of as a robbery gone wrong. Police followed various leads, but they still couldn't identify the shooter, and the case went cold and remained unsolved for almost 30 years. But then came 2018, when new investigators from the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office decided to review the case. thanks to the advancement in forensic technology, authorities finally know who shot Tang back on April 26, 1993. In March of 2022, police announced that they had arrested Rania Elizabeth Hoffman Ramos at her residence in Oklahoma and was detained in Washington County Jail for Tang's shooting. As the case is still developing, authorities couldn't outwardly reveal what led them to identify and arrest Ramos. However, since we're talking about forensic technology, it's highly likely that she was tracked down with the help of advanced DNA science. Regardless, Tang's family and the people of San Carlos finally have found relief that the killer has finally been caught. Number 3. NASA finds 5,000 worlds. Scientists have been telling us that life will likely thrive on planets with the same conditions as ours, and quite surprisingly, they have found thousands of these worlds already. While we may have yet to prove if there could really be life beyond Earth, our chances of finding one just increased yet again. In 2009, NASA launched the Kepler Space Telescope. The main goal of this telescope was to detect Earth-sized planets orbiting stars like our own sun. It retired in 2018, and through all those years, the Kepler was able to find almost 3,000 such planets that we now call exoplanets. Exoplanets are called such because their location lies beyond our galaxy, and they come in a wide variety of types and sizes. Since their first discovery in the 1990s, the numbers grew bigger and bigger through time, and as space telescopes became more advanced, the discoveries then became more frequent. The Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS for example, was launched in 2018, and it's already detected a throng of exoplanets in our universe. In 2021, NASA also announced that the James Webb Space Telescope had already gone online. The James Webb Telescope is specifically designed to capture light from the atmosphere of exoplanets. And these lights could be a telltale sign if the planet has a habitable condition or not. As a result of all these efforts, in March of 2022, NASA officially declared that they've already found a total of 5,000 planets existing beyond our solar system. Some of these share the same characteristics as our small rocky world. There are also gas giants larger than Jupiter and hot Jupiters in which they closely orbit around the stars. There are also what they call super-Earths, which are similar to ours, only bigger in size. The planet Kepler-16b in particular shares the same look and feel as that of Tatooine. And fans of the Star Wars films would know this planet as the home of Luke Skywalker. So what do all these numbers actually suggest? It simply means that the likelihood of us stumbling upon an Earth-like planet has just exponentially increased. Remember, each of these heavenly bodies is a potential new world, a brand new planet with some kind of life on them. Scientists, however, surmise that these life forms could still be in a very primitive form. Regardless, the mere thought that we could either be alone or not in this vast universe is scary and perplexing enough. And if someday we could inhabit another planet, well, that would simply be amazing. Number 2. Mother finds bucket. There's probably nothing more horrifying for a parent than to have their children perish before them. And it's even worse if the circumstances behind their death are terrible ones. This harrowing true crime story began on the night of February 21st, 2022. A woman named Taylor Shabusiness picked up Shad Thirion from his house on Stony Brook Lane on Green Bay's west side. The 24-year-old had been living most of his life with his mother. Thirion and Shabusiness then went to the latter's apartment located on Green Bay's east side, where they reportedly smoked marijuana and methamphetamines. probably looking for a different kind of high, they thought of injecting each other with trazodone, an antidepressant drug. At some point in this drug fest, the pair decided to go to Thyreon's place. The young man's mom did notice them coming home and going straight down to the basement. Unknowingly, though, this would be the last time that she would get to see her son alive. For much of February 22nd, the two stayed underground. Wanting to respect their privacy, the mother opted not to disturb them. But on the early morning of February 23rd, she was awakened by the slamming storm door and heard a vehicle driving off. Now wondering what happened, she got up and went towards the basement where she saw the light was still turned on. She checked the room and noticed that there was a bucket. And inside there, she discovered something so disturbing. It was the severed head of her own son. Police were immediately called to the scene and an investigation was conducted. Detectives later determined the 24-year-old woman as the prime suspect in the crime. They went after her, and within a few hours, Shabusiness was arrested. Once detained, the perpetrator delved some of the most horrendous and hair-raising details of the crime. According to her, while they were staying at Thyreon's place, she wound a metal silver chain around his neck while he was laying face down on the bed. Shabusiness reportedly went crazy and began to choke him with the chain, and she didn't hold back, even though he was already coughing up blood and his face was turning purple. She continued choking the boy until his heart stopped beating, and as stated in the affidavit, Shabusiness went on to play with her victim's body for 2 or 3 hours. This later on led police to charge her with sexual assault on top of the murder. After having her fill, she used a knife to decapitate and dismember the deceased. She initially planned to take all the body parts with her, but got lazy and decided to just bring along a foot. She then left other parts of the body in a shopping bag, cardboard box, and the aforementioned bucket. During her arrest, Shabusiness reportedly taunted the police, saying, "Have fun trying to find all the organs." She also made comments to detectives asking them if they knew what it was like to kill someone you love. The woman is currently in custody at the Brown County Jail, where she's being held on a $2 million bail. Considering the extent of violence and brutality that Shabusiness had committed, it's hard to believe that she was in her right mind, and after doing all those drugs, she probably wasn't. Whether or not she'll face trial as being mentally competent or not remains to be seen, though. Number 1. Woman watches digging of her own grave. Once in a while in our lives, we come across people who are so easy to like, you can't help but be happy when you're near them. Rachel Berkheimer was one of those rare individuals. And family, relatives, friends once described her to be a very bubbly person. Funny, outgoing, and attractive, the 18-year-old was definitely a popular girl. And it was even said that almost everyone in her hometown in Snohomish County near Everett, Washington knew her by name. But the tragic deaths of her close friends devastated the blonde-haired girl. She fell into a severe depression, which forced her parents to pull her from high school. She would hop around to various jobs, everything from working at a pizzeria to being a babysitter. The girl, with a bright, beaming smile, ultimately lost direction in her life. She began using drugs and distanced away from her family and her old friends. Her downward spiral had her ending up with a problematic crowd. These people, who called themselves the Northwest Mafia, knew nothing but to sit around, play video games, smoke weed, do cocaine and meth, and party. To support their lifestyle, they would steal drugs, sell some, but use most of them. In that group, the girl met John Diggy Anderson, whom she had a relationship with. The two were reportedly inseparable, but Anderson was the one particularly obsessed, so much so that their relationship became toxic. Berkheimer's sister once recalled seeing her riddled with bruises on her body. The woman eventually grew weary of their romance and decided to end it, but Anderson was having none of it. Frustrated, the man concocted plans to destroy Berkheimer's reputation. He began to make rumors, saying that she had been ratting them out to the police. This, of course, angered the gang members, and they had since been looking for opportunities to get even with her. On September 23, 2002, the young woman went to a party with some members of the Northwest Mafia. To her and everyone's surprise, Anderson arrived. Sensing the tension in the room, Berkheimer tried to leave the gathering, but she wasn't allowed to. Anderson quickly grabbed her by the hair, hit her in the face, and knocked her down on the floor. He and a couple other guys then joined in and kicked the victim repeatedly. They then picked the victim up, took her to a garage, and gagged her mouth to prevent her from screaming. A woman tried to save her, but this angered Anderson even more. And so he and three others stuffed her inside a duffel bag and drove 30 miles into the foothills of the Cascade Mountains. Two of these crew members went back to town to get shovels. While the others remained to watch the helpless victim, the latter took the chance and begged for her freedom, but she wasn't afforded it. The men went on to dig a grave as soon as the others arrived back. Berkheimer then told her captors that she would like to walk to her own grave, a request that they surprisingly indulged her with. She was afterwards told to lie face down. As the other members watched on, the frustrated ex-boyfriend began shooting the young woman in the back of the head. He continued doing this until his gun was empty, and the gunman later ordered the others to cover up the grave. The gang members and those directly involved in the killing made a pact to never tell anyone what had happened to Berkheimer, who was at this point reported as a missing person, but the truth eventually came out, which then led to the arrest of those involved in the kidnapping and gruesome murder. Anderson, in particular, received a life sentence without parole, and others received punishment in proportion to their involvement in the crime. Berkheimer's death could have been stopped many times had people heard her plea, but sadly, those men chose loyalty to their gang rather than a victim who, in the first place, never did them any wrong. So that's it for the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for May 2022. These podcasts are also available on our YouTube channel called Scary Mysteries. They're complete with visuals and graphics that will surely make your true crime experience more intense. Don't forget to give them a thumbs up and subscribe when you're over there. Also, click that notification bell to get updated on our latest posts. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you soon.